If not now, when? When? That's what we're talking about on today's show. So keep listening.
Welcome to the Gen X Career Show, the only podcast designed specifically for the Gen X professional who wants to start a new chapter, finally finding passion and fulfillment in the work that they do every day. I'm your host, Kay Kirkman. Now let's get started.
Back to the Gen X Career Show. My name is Kay Kirkman, and yes, I'm back yet again for another episode. And today is actually the week of Christmas. Man, I know I always say this at this time of year, but it just comes up so quickly. And in just a few days, it will be Christmas. So we are in the throes of the holiday season. And so I thought I would do a different type of episode today as we're winding down the year that was 2022. So many lessons, so many things going on, you know, and I've, as you have as well, I'm sure, just been really struck by just the different life circumstances that are happening in and around the world. You know, like many of you, I was so sad to hear about Ellen DeGeneres's, the DJ on the Ellen Show, and how he passed away last week, and just some other personal challenges and people that I know in my family and just friends, having loved ones that are no longer with us. And, you know, this time of year, and I've mentioned it before, it can bring up different things. Yes, it's a festive time and it's the birth of Jesus and whatever your faith tradition is, whatever you believe, it's a festive holiday time. But for a lot of people, it is challenging. And when I look at, you know, just some of the tragedies that are going on in the world right now, and I think about the fact that, you know, if not now, when? You know, like I said, I always am amazed at how quickly this time of year comes around. And you might be the same. Like, wow, like the years just seem to speed up. You know, I remember when I was a kid, always being told that as you get older, the years do start to speed up. And I never knew what that meant. But I do now. I do now that the years definitely are going by quickly. And so today, I just wanted to talk about this idea of if not now, when? If not now, when? And I wanted to give you three good reasons why if in 2022, at the start of 2022, you had ambitions to change your career or start something on the side or really pursue your career passion, even start to research what it would look like to do work that you love, work that you're passionate about, work that you truly enjoy. If you started off 2022 with those thoughts, and it is now, as we speak, the end of 2022, and none of those things got done. First of all, I don't want you to beat yourself up about that at all. But I do think that this is a really good time to reflect. You know, I'm in the middle of planning 2023, and I'm so excited already about some of the things that are happening. You know, some of the things that I'm already setting up or that are already set up for next year that I can't wait to share with you. But this is a really good time at the end of the year, the second to last week of the year, to just really look back and reflect on the year that was 2022. And think to yourself, what went right? What went wrong? And if you did have a goal at the beginning of the year to do something different with your career, and if that goal was not reached, I want you to ask yourself, if not now, when? And I want to give you three great reasons that if you had that goal and you didn't make it happen, why you should still pursue that goal of finding work you love. So the first reason is you've waited long enough. If you're listening to me now, or if you've been listening to me for a while, you're obviously thinking about your career. Either you don't like your career, or your career is okay, it's paying the bills, but there's really, really something that you'd rather be doing. You've waited long enough. You've thought about it long enough. You've done the research. You know what you want to do, or at least you have an idea of it. It's time to pursue it. Number two, you know enough. So many times you stop yourself because you think that you need another class, or you think that you need to read another book, or you think that you need to take another course, or you think you need to go to another seminar or conference, or you need to buy another planner or another self-help book. No, no, and no. You know enough to get started. You know enough to start taking the first steps towards finding work that you're really and truly passionate about. And number three, you're ready. You're ready. You think you're not ready. Your brain is telling you you're not ready, but you're ready. And when I say you're ready, it doesn't mean that tomorrow you're going to go out and necessarily get that dream job that you've always wanted, though that's quite possible. What I mean by that is enough. You've thought about it. You've contemplated about it. You've prayed about it. You've asked the opinions of others. You've done all of these things, and yet you're still in that same stuck place. If that's you, that means you're ready. You are ready. And life is going to keep happening. There are going to continue to be circumstances in the world that we don't like. There are going to be circumstances in the world that are sad. People will leave. Things will change. Things don't stay the same. And so if you're using any of those things as an excuse to not move forward with finding your career passion, then I'm here to be that tough love, that voice on your shoulder telling you that despite your life challenges, which everyone has, not minimizing yours, but just to say that everybody has challenges, everyone is going through something. And if the last couple of weeks, actually the last couple of years have taught us nothing, they have taught us that everyone is fighting a battle that you know absolutely nothing about. So if we wait for circumstances to be absolutely perfect, if you wait for all the I's to be dotted and the T's to be crossed, then you will look up one day and you will look back on your life and you will think about all the things that you should have, could have, would have done. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for me. And so the same conversation that I'm having with you, I'm having with myself. If not now, when? Now is the time. You know, we're about to embark on a brand new year. We're blessed because we made it. You know, we made it to the end of the year and we're about to embark on a new year. And there's still time. It's not too late. You're not too old. You can still take steps towards that passion, that dream, whatever it is that you want to do. It's still possible. So my short holiday message for you is, if not now, when? It's time. You've waited long enough, you know enough, and you're ready. And if you need more assistance in moving forward, if you need assistance knowing what those next steps should be for you and your career, book a session with me. Go to yourgenxcareer.com and click on Work With Me. You can book a session. And if you're ready to invest in yourself, now you have to be ready to invest in yourself. But if you're ready, we might be a fit to work together. If you're not ready yet to work with me, I encourage you to go back to some previous podcast episodes. We have over 100 episodes now published. And look at the titles of the episodes. See one that resonates with where you are right now. At this point, I'm sure that anything you're feeling, any struggles that you're having, any challenges that you're having that have to do with how you're feeling about your job search, if you go back through the podcast episodes, I'm quite sure you'll find something that could speak to your situation at this point and help you to move forward. But I encourage you, while you are taking time to spend time with family and friends and you're enjoying the holiday season, definitely take some time to reflect on what might be stopping you from moving forward and what you can do or what can you do to prevent those blocks or move past those blocks and move closer towards the life that you really want, the life and the career that you really want. So again, a different type of episode today, a shorter episode today, as it's the holidays and you are probably bustling and hustling around, getting last minute items done. But I wish you a merry, merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever your faith tradition is. I honor your faith tradition and wish you just the happiest of holidays. Enjoy time to yourself. Hopefully you'll get some time to yourself. So enjoy that, but also reflect on your year and what you can do to put yourself in a better place for 2023. That is what I have for you today. And as always, I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Gen X Career Show. Make sure to visit our website, yourgenxcareer.com, and while you're there, grab your free Dream Job Discovery List, a curated collection of over 20 job titles to spark your imagination, ignite your passion, and move you one step closer to work you truly enjoy.